This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. I mean that sincerely. And, you know, just get involved and get engaged. It ain't that hard. Get up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. The other thing you can do up there, I'm going to be finishing up, putting the final touches, playing with the online app here shortly. So I'll keep you informed on that as well. And that way there you'll actually, it'll be easier for you to listen on your phone. It'll be easier for you to send an email. It'll be easier for you to call into the show while the show is on. So we're trying to make life as simple as humanly possible. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. We are just, you know, we're just having some fun tonight. We're talking about D-Day. We're talking about things that are going on, hot topics in the news, education being one of them. You know, the fact that there are so many people, so many young people, younger people, that don't know anything about D-Day, don't know what it was about, don't know what it did for them. You know, watching those 90-year-old men that were jumping out of planes that were, I mean, still, there was a guy 97. I think there was another guy that was 92. But you figure those World War II guys, they're all in their 90s now. Which, at one time in this country, was unheard of. Living to your 90s? My God, when I was a younger guy back in the 70s, the 60-year-old, I mean, today you could say, like, 80 is the new 60. Because, you know, these people were ready to die when they turned 60 back in the 70s. They were done with life. It was over. They had white hair. They had a hard time moving. And now, I remember, you know, my pastor, my other pastor, you know, I think at 70, he was running around more than I was at 40. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, you know, somebody turned me on to this. And I hadn't given it much thought. But today being D-Day and with Memorial Day last week and all that, this is perfect. How many of you remember Jane Fonda, right? You've gone to her movies, I hope not anymore. You know, I mean, seriously. The Jane Fonda and her husband. Now, this is a common story, but some of you may not know this. Jane Fonda and her husband, Ted Turner, they tried to get a meal in a restaurant in Montana. This is where they used to live. The house told them that they would have to wait. And Janie threw a little fit, you know, because those Hollywood types are. Don't you know who I am? You know, my God, you can't believe you can't find a seat for me. Forget these peasant people. You know, they're all about equality until it comes to them. So they feel like they're not getting their due. And believe, listen, what did they ever do? They play movies. They lie in the movie. They play somebody that they're not. Really? Anyway, the host told him they'd have to wait, and Jane threw a fit. And she actually said, there are people that have corroborated this. Don't you know who I am? The host, who was probably 17, said, no, not really. I'll get the owner. Which probably just took her ego down to about 2.5 inches there. The owner came up from the kitchen area, and again, Janie Baby said, hey, we'd like a table. Do you know who I am? Or you know who I am, right? The owner said, well, yes, I do know who you are. Do you know who I am? I'm the owner of this establishment. And I served in Vietnam twice. So you, Miss Fonda, can get the blank out of my restaurant. And he threw them both out. God bless America. You know, that's a, and that's the thing that's great about America. I don't have to serve you food. I like that. What's that sign? When you go to a restaurant, I reserve the right to refuse food to anybody. And I'm good with that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting. You know the deal, right? And tweeting and truly being part of the conversation as a whole. All right, I don't think I have enough time to pull this off. Probably not. Nope, I don't. I'm going to play bits and pieces of the president's speech. Because I'll tell you what I loved about today was, as I was listening, yes, I have to listen to some of the other stations. As I was listening to CNN and some of the other stations, MSNBC and so on, they were done. They couldn't see anything bad about his speech. Jim Acosta, right? The biggest pain in the butt towards the president, he couldn't say anything bad about the president's speech. I'm sure he was dying. But he actually said the president stayed on task. The president stayed on script. And that basically, he thought it was a wonderful speech. And you know, right then and there, his heart stopped. Because there's no way they're going to say anything nice about him unless they absolutely have. And it's not even a have to thing. Right? Even Morning Joe and their panel. I mean, this was a rare day. Probably a day you should go buy a lottery ticket. Right? Let me see. Maybe I can play. Nah, never. I don't want to do that because then if it blows up, I blow the time. But again, I did think it was kind of funny. I don't know if some of you caught it in the first hour when I was talking about how when they were putting everybody together for the picture, for the picture of, like, you know, the 75th remembrance of D-Day. And they wanted all the Allied leaders. And nobody had the guts to tell Merkel, you were the enemy. You have to wait over there. That's what I would have done. I don't know if I didn't see it, maybe the Japanese prime minister. I would have said the same thing to him. Look, with all due respect, go over there. You two got to wait over there. Because, you know, you were, and even the Italian. I'm sorry. I know you were the fascist wing of the. Go over there. Come on, call it what it is. Let's keep it real like we do on the real side. Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air and texting and tweeting and truly just being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. You know? Today, I just don't want to stop. I want to make sure that we understand. I want to make sure you understand. We're going to play a clip in a little bit, a couple of clips, really. One about where our young people have no clue as to where D-Day's at. But where's our education system in this? And you know what? I'm in it, and I still don't understand why this is so hard. Why was it back in our day, 70, and even in some of the kids from the 80s, they got a real solid understanding of history. And now, not a clue. We're the invaders. We're the occupiers. We're the killers. We're the nasties. What happened to the Japanese, the Germans? I mean, what happened? They don't exist? They never did anything wrong in history? I made a statement to another friend of mine the other day who is very much in history, and I said, with the way things are going, you know, I mean, Buttigieg wants to take down the statues of Jefferson because he owned slaves. I mean, cut me some slack. Get over it. And what I mean by that is we have done things wrong in this country over the years, and we beat our brains out to make it right. And you hypocrites on the left that keep calling out and these historical figures to get rid of, the ones that we look up to on the right, you better go after your Roosevelt buddy. Why don't you look at what he did to the Japanese, to the Germans, to the Italians? He sent tens of thousands of Jews to their death. He might as well have shot them in the boat before he sent them back. He would have been doing them a favor. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. How many of you just want to take a second and listen to President Trump salute our allies, veterans, and others? I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, the president.
They battled not for control and domination, but for liberty, democracy, and self-rule. They pressed on for love and home and country, the main streets, the schoolyards, the churches, and neighbors, the families, and communities that gave us men such as these. They were sustained by the confidence that America can do anything because we are a noble nation with a virtuous people praying to a righteous God. The exceptional might came from a truly exceptional spirit. The abundance of courage came from an abundance of faith. The great deeds of an army came from the great depths of their love for the First Lady of the United States.
You know, the question I'd like to ask, and I'm not making fun, so don't get mad at me. But I mean, seriously, with all honest intention, if you don't have God, if you don't have and again, I know some people listen to the show, like the show. They're not believers. I know that because they've written me emails. And again, this isn't to be in your face. But you're going to fight for this. You're going to your death, if you would. It has got to be a different feeling for those who don't believe in an afterlife. I would love to have... See, usually if I get an atheist on, they're not really that nice. And we've had one or two over the years. But most of the time when I get the nasties, I don't even bother. So my question would have to be, is how do you go into these fights with courage and no fear? Because when there's nothing else there, I don't understand. And again, I'm not making fun of you. I truly am just simply trying to understand.
The men behind me will tell you that they are just the lucky ones. As one of them recently put it, all the heroes are buried here. Oof. But we know what these men did. We knew how brave they were. They came here and saved freedom. And then they went home and showed us all what freedom is all about. On these shores, on these bluffs, on this, the blood that they spilled, the tears that they shed, the lives that they gave, the sacrifice that they made, did not just win a battle. it did not just win a war. Those who fought here won a future for our nation. They won the survival of our civilization. And they showed us the way to love, cherish, and defend our way of life for many centuries to come.
You know, and again, back to these guys knew what they were getting into. They knew what they were giving up. They knew what, frankly, what the next step was. I heard one old fella talk about, and I don't mean that disrespectfully, but one old fella, he talked about he had a very, 500 of his friends, that him and two of his compadres were given the job, if you would, of going up and down the beach and getting the bodies and making sure they were properly buried. Right? What I said the other night, you have a lot of these young people, these fascist professors at some of our colleges and universities. They're not all that way. I get it. But here they are telling these young kids who don't do their own homework. Okay, seriously, they don't do their own homework. Telling these kids that we go into these countries, we fight these, we go into these countries to take over. We go into these countries for their oil. We go into the countries for their resources. Which I find outrageous. Not just outrageous, I mean really outrageous. Because, I mean, what do we go? We go to these places? I mean, when we liberated Kuwait, did we come back with, I don't know, maybe I missed it. Maybe the oil tankers that were constantly coming back, what happened? Did we not benefit from that? And we do it at our own expense most of the time. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Mexico's foreign minister says his country will deploy 6,000 National Guard troops to its southern border with Guatemala as part of an effort to stem the flow of migration. He says talks between the U.S. and Mexico will continue on Friday in an effort to avert tariffs on Mexican goods that will kick in on Monday unless the border issue is addressed. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told senior Democrats this week that she'd rather see Trump in prison and not impeached, according to Politico. The president had a few words for Pelosi on Fox News.
Nancy Pelosi's a disaster, okay? She's a disaster. And let her do what she wants. You know what? I think they're in big trouble.
Also overseas for a D-Day ceremony in France, Pelosi made her point.
I don't talk about the president when I'm with the country. That's my principle. So I'm going to go there.
This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You'll see the real side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855 732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You want to be part of the conversation. You want to be part of the solution, right? Don't we? So anyhow, I don't even know how long this is. I should just do it. You know, when I talk about the education system, I don't want to paint with really big, broad brushes, because I don't think that's fair either. Because there are some great school districts, some great teachers. Let's be fair, some great teachers out there. But for the most part, right, they're trying to get them through school. This is what you hear over and over and over again. Trying to get the kids through school. And whether it's Mark Dice or Steven Crowder or any one of those guys who actually have the people to go out on the beach to do the job, to do what they need to do, you start listening to our young people and you have to get somewhat, I'm sorry, but you have to get somewhat discouraged. Because they're not, you're looking at this and you're saying to yourself, there's no way they can't know these answers. There's just no way. And so even when I listen to something, I say, okay, well, I don't know. I think I would have missed that one too. And. Well, I come to find out when I'm honest with myself, no, I wouldn't have missed that. That is definitely, you know, first grade stuff, if you would. So I found a clip, and all I got to tell the board op is have your finger close by. Because I don't think there's any nasty language, I think it was clean when I caught it the first time. It may not be. So take a listen.
D-Day? Is it donut?
They were at a college campus in D.C., and we want to know if college students know what D-Day is.
That was hard going. Was it the D-Day jump? I landed standing up for the most part, and then went down to my knees and bounced a couple times because I had so much equipment.
There are a day of memorial coming up on Thursday, important day in American history. Do you know what D-Day is?
I do not.
No. You've never heard of D-Day?
Heard of it, I just don't know what it means.
I just immigrated here, so not really.
D-Day? Is it donut?
You've never heard of it before, or you don't know any history behind it?
I do not.
You're asking that you would call it American history because there is... That is...
Donut Day?
Yeah, is it?
That's your best guess, an important day in American history?
And with three donuts...
It's not American history. It's a particular type of American history. It's a particular state narrative of what is American history.
What do you mean by that?
I was thinking what might... Something in the civil rights generation, something about liberation within the United States. My mind didn't even go there. So,
if I tell you it's about World War II, does that ring any bells?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, like Normandy, the beaches of Normandy.
Mm-hmm. It has to do with, like, what is the state's idea of what is American history? I'm insufferable is what I am at the moment.
If I tell you that it has something to do with World War II, does that ring any bells?
It does. I wasn't great at history, but I remember.
Was that ever talked about in school with you?
Mm-hmm.
It's just something you forgot?
Yes, definitely. I haven't studied it since high school.
So did you talk about it in school at all?
In elementary, I think, yeah. Maybe high school. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to high school.
It has to do with World War II. Not donuts.
I have no idea.
So now that you know what it is, are you going to, like, tell people to on Thursday to remember
that? Like, this Thursday? That's crazy. What's that, May? June?
What's crazy is you don't know about it. That's what's crazy. That other guy with the accent. What I find interesting about that is if he would really think it through, if he really, I don't know if he has two brain cells or not, but if he has two, and he rubbed those two brain cells together and actually used them, he would figure out that he is only here because of the freedom that this country offers him, the ability for him to be here. And I bet you if you dug deep, you'd find out he'd probably take advantage of a couple of grants and that kind of stuff that is available. But to sit there and just simply say, no, he's coming at it from a different viewpoint, like equality and this, and it's like, oh my God. Hopefully, he'll never run and get elected to office. But then, there's AOC.
I didn't know that. I had no clue.
I would like to think that people know what it is, but I'm going to err on the side of caution and say probably not.
Yes, I know what D-Day is.
Can you tell me what it is?
It was the Allied invasion of Normandy.
It's one of the, I believe it's World War II, one of the attacks that the Americans went, and I believe they were the ones that forthcame it, if I believe.
D-Day is the day where the 75 years aligns with the U.S. and U.K., the war, the Second World War.
It is the invasion of the U.S. and also the U.K. troops in Normandy in the Second World War.
Yeah, so I actually was in Normandy and learned a lot about this. So
my grandfather was a paratrooper in there, so I find it hard to believe that people don't know what that is.
And just to see all the graves and never see the end of it was crazy, and that was just for the U.S. And even just seeing the cliffs, it was just straight. Does that surprise you to know that a lot of people don't know what D-Day is?
Not at all, no.
Do you think that's a problem or not a big deal?
I think it's an issue.
And I can't...
You think it's an issue? No, come on, really? This is why I said, you know, our education system is screwed up. And part of that is what of you brilliant people in the chat room said, and I mean that sincerely. It's what I've been saying, so hopefully you're listening. Teach your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, your neighbors. If your neighbor's kids come over, take that moment to find out if they know what it is, knew what it was, knew what took place. I mean, of all days, today would have been a great day for an unpaid holiday. And I say it that way because why do we have to be paid for every holiday? Right? Why is it that why is it that in celebrating the freedom you have to be able to be the person you want to be in this country, you have to be paid time and a half, or you get paid for the day off? But if you're working, you get paid time and a half. It's one of my irritants. The same irritant is when an atheist who demands, you know, double time on Christmas Day, getting paid for something he doesn't believe in. I always found that ironic.
Even imagine running up and having everyone kind of like shooting down on you, and you still have to go because that's what you have to do. That's what you're told to do. And it was just like, it takes a lot to be able to actually move on. And for the people who even made it over the cliffs, they still had the days coming forward where they still were being attacked and they were just kind of, they were up against a lot.
Yeah, we could adopt her. That would not be a problem for me. But she has a clue. And she went to Normandy. She remembered what she went for. She came back. She knows. I think that's cool. It's the way it's supposed to be. That's how you're supposed to learn. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And that's why, you know, again, think about the young people who have no clue. What are you doing to help that? Now, if you don't want to say anything, then raise up somebody else who can do it. Go teach. If you're a conservative and you get a teaching credential, go for it. Right? And the part of that, part of this whole thing too, is the human sacrifice side. I brought it up when Corey was on, and that lady was talking about it a few minutes ago. You see all the graves. She said, the never-ending graves. And what they gave up. I'd like to know if we have that same character today in this country. Do we? And again, I'm not beating on the young people, but do we have the same level of courage? Do we have men and women truly willing to give it all? Go fight, give it all. I know we have some of them doing it now. See, I think to a degree, video games, as much as people tell me, oh, they're great for hand and eye coordination and they help desensitize these kids so they can go out and if they go into the services, it's not as hard to kill somebody or shoot at somebody. But I think there's another side to this. They can't get killed on a video game either. Right? They put it on pause and they go get a glass of water or something out of the kitchen and they come back. That's kind of real life, real fighting for them. But it's not real fighting, and it's not real life. So, I mean, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Got a little twist for you after the break. Not telling you what it is. You have to come back. We'll be back in a minute. You'll see the Real Side.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Wise guys, try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
Come on, happy music. All right? Happy song. We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Thanks so much for being with us, being with me, being part of the conversation. And I do mean that sincerely. And, you know, again, it's just getting engaged, letting your kids, you got to go back and get some of these segments to understand. But if your kids don't know about D-Day, Memorial Day, your grandkids don't know about D-Day, Memorial Day, the 4th of July is coming up. I always have a field day on the 4th of July. Because, you know, it's another beer and barbecue day, right? You know that. At least, that's what we're told. But it's another beer and barbecue day, and these kids don't know what that's all about either. It just floors me, and there's no way around it. It just floors me. So, I don't know if you guys, some of you guys might know it. Actually, I'm sure many of you know it. It is Gay Pride Month. And at the beginning of the month, The left was pounding, and I mean pounding, on President Trump. Because President Trump, you know, doesn't care about the LGBTQ community, he never recognizes them, he doesn't do this, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? They make you nuts after all. Because, you know, and I've always said the same thing, they're not going to be happy anyhow. Why we keep trying, I have no idea. But they will never be happy with any effort the president makes. So I found this fella, this guy, this young man, whatever, and he's got a message for the LGBTQ, ABCD, EFG community. And I just thought we'd have some fun playing it. I was going to wait for Xander, but I don't have to wait for Xander. You know, some of you get mad at me for getting involved in these things. Deal with yourself. I don't care. But anyway, let's take a listen.
So after years of reading articles about how Donald Trump is just the worst, he didn't even acknowledge Pride Month. Another year goes by that President Trump ignores the existence of gay people. And this year, Donald Trump on day one of Pride Month, came out swinging in full, complete support of the LGBT community. And what do we see? We see tons of people thanking him for his support. Oh, no, wait, we don't. Those same people who are always like, he doesn't even acknowledge Pride Month. They're like, well, his actions and his words don't match. Honey, he's literally working to end the criminalization of homosexuality worldwide. Donald Trump has done so much more already for gay people, and he will continue to do so much more for gay people than Obama ever did. Obama wasn't even pro-gay when he came into office. He had to evolve. And the second he came out like, I've evolved on the position, but now I'm going to do nothing for gay people, the entire media was like, oh my gosh, Obama, he's so amazing. He danced with Ellen. He's so beautiful. We are so loving that you're pro-gay. Oh my gosh, you're amazing. It's okay that you were anti-gay for the whole first half of your career. That's fine. But now you're pro-gay, so it's, we love you. Whereas Donald Trump has literally always been pro-gay. You can go back in time and look, if you took even 2 seconds to do research, which you're a liberal, so clearly you do not. If you went back and did 2 seconds of research, you could find that Donald Trump, you could find Trump quotes from like the 90s and early 2000s where he was supporting gay people. So we have Donald Trump who's supporting gay people, and then we have the Democrat Party who didn't support gay people until the polls told them to. It wasn't until the polls changed. Are you aware that Joe Biden voted for the Defense of Marriage Act? Are you aware? I have a slight suspicion that you are unaware. That progressive champion, Joe Biden, we love Joe Biden so much. Joe Biden has done more to hurt gay people than Donald Trump ever has. When it mattered most what your opinion on gay marriage was, Donald Trump was in the right. Donald Trump was opening eyes and opening hearts and minds.
Well, whether you believe in everything he's saying or not, my point is that all we ever hear about is how the gay and lesbian community hate Donald Trump. He doesn't do anything for the gay and lesbian community. He hates the gay and lesbian community. He hates the black community. First guy to actually make a monument, really, to Martin Luther King Jr., but he hates black people, okay? He hates women. He hates clean air. He hates, I mean, I'm so tired of hearing all this. So when we get stuff like this, I love this. And I love the way that, you know, he's laying it out there. So again, whether you agree with him or not, even as far as, you know, in the gay and lesbian community, at least he's being honest and open about it. And he's willing to call the Democrats. I mean, my God, he's gay. He can't possibly be upset with the Democrats because they've done so much for him. But he has a point that's right, 100% right on, where Joe Biden had to evolve. President Obama had to evolve. Right, Mrs. Clinton, she evolved. Remember, I mean, we have her on tape saying point blank that a marriage is between a man and a woman. But when the polls showed differently, when they showed that things were sliding and she was slipping in the evangelical community, all of a sudden she evolved. She got hit with a bolt of lightning from God who said everything's cool. I don't know. But I love the way this guy's laying it out. And he's calling out the group that supposedly stands for them and saying, they're not doing anything for us. Just like the black community is starting to see.
To loving and accepting gay people, while Joe Biden was, for political gain, putting discrimination into law. And now, I have a strange suspicion, a wild, wild suspicion, that when 2020 rolls around, the gay community is going to be, if Joe Biden wins the nomination, the gay community is going to be in love with Joe Biden. They're going to be so cool, he's so progressive, he's amazing, he's always been good on gay rights, even though he wasn't. There were decades in which we, as gay people, fought to overturn laws that Joe Biden put into law. Joe Biden is responsible for our hardship for decades, whilst Donald Trump was being supportive when it mattered most, and you're going to be like, I don't really care, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden anyways, because Trump is anti-gay. I mean, there's literally zero quotes that say that his administration is incredibly pro-gay, but, you know, I've heard from the media that Trump doesn't like gay people, so that's enough for me. Well, honey, if that's enough for you, if you're not willing to do any research, then please do not vote. Do not have any say in our republic, because you're uninformed. Get informed. If gay rights actually matter to you, then you vote for Donald J. Trump.
Now, I know there's a few people whose eyeballs have popped out of their sockets. Your blood pressure's gone through the roof, so I give them a minute to calm down. Because, again, I love when people tell me I have no right to talk about something. I'm not black. I'm not a woman. I don't have a uterus. I'm not gay. I'm not lesbian. I'm not transgender. You know, it's really interesting how confused the left is. I can't have an opinion on any of those things because I'm none of them. However, every person with a heartbeat on the left, female, transgender, female, whatever, they can all have an opinion on white males, and that's okay. Whether they're white or not, or whether they're a male or not, they don't care. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So what do you think about that stuff? What do you think about the hypocrisy? You've got to push it back on them. You have to push back on them. And you just have to make sure that you got your facts right. Because when you start throwing stuff out, when you start blowing out misinformation, you make me nuts. You don't want to make me nuts, because it's not a happy place to be. You've heard me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. And again, I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Some of you guys are really, you know, and again, and this is yesterday's news, so to speak, but I was very excited to hear that the Broward, and I don't want to say it because I don't want to disparage all the sheriffs. I almost called it the Coward County Sheriff's Department, but they're not. Those are great guys. I understand what they're up against. But the Broward County Sheriff's Department, they had Scott Peterson, what an unfortunate name. Wasn't Scott Peterson the guy that killed two of his wives out there in Illinois or Indiana or something like that? Not a good name to have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, he was criticized for not entering the majority. Now, going into the high school, I mean, going into a school where you have a shooter, everybody goes, well, you don't know what you're going to do till you do it. You don't know if you're going to run or you... Well, let me tell you what. I don't buy that. Let's go back to 9/11, if you can remember that far back, right? Who was running towards those buildings? Policemen, firemen, and even citizens running in there to help people. Those men of courage, women of courage. Right, you hear about shooters, you see this stuff happening all over. These people are running towards the action. If this guy, who had been trained for this, didn't do his job, then there's a problem. And if he lied about it, then there's a bigger problem. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, write it down, 855-732-5563. Next hour will be a smorgasbord of information, including the Pope changing the Lord's Prayer. Ooh, ah. We'll be back in a minute.